Look, here are the top 10 New Year's resolutions, according to a survey done of 2,000 people. Yeah, and you might resonate with some of these. So the top one, can anyone guess what the top resolution is? Lose weight. The first one was diet and eat healthier. 71%. Yeah. I tried that one once and then ate some cake the next day and it was all out the door. Number two was exercise more, right? Number three, lose weight. Number three was lose weight. Number four, save more and spend less. That doesn't work with Boxing Day sales and all that kind of stuff, does it? Eh? New Year's Day sales and all that stuff. Number five, learn a new skill or a hobby. There we go. Number six, quit smoking. Number seven, read more. Number eight, find another job. Number nine, drink less alcohol. Number 10, and this is the first one. Now, number 10 is really interesting because all of the first ones are all about me, right? They're all about me or I. The last one, spend more time with family and friends. Only 13% thought that it was that important. Isn't that amazing? You know, and according to the survey says that 80% of the New Year's resolutions made on New Year's Eve will be broken or will fail by February. 80%, only 8% of people apparently are able to keep and hold on to those New Year's resolutions. Isn't that amazing? It's okay to fail. Everyone else is. Everyone's failing. It's all right. You know, what's missing in these resolutions is anything to do with Jesus. Anything at all to do with spirituality, Jesus, life with God, anything at all. So I thought to myself, what if we made a resolution together? A New Year's resolution that would have us in a deeper walk with Jesus. What do you reckon? We made a resolution together to have a deeper walk with Jesus. Can you put that slide up for me, Paul? What if we made the resolution together to be more intentional in our relationship with Jesus? More intentional. And to be alone with Him. And to be consumed by Him. What if that was our resolution? Thank you. What would our lives look like at the end of 2020 if we made that resolution together to be intentional about our journey with Jesus, to be alone with Him and to be consumed by Him? I wonder what our lives would look like. You need to know that Jesus wants to spend time with you. And spending time with Jesus will change who you are. So if you're struggling with things in your life, with issues, addictions, with anything like that, you spend time with Jesus, He will change who you are. Just simply by spending time with Him. He wants to hang out with you. He doesn't want to be apart from you. He just wants to be with you. You know, in the book of Luke, in the Bible, we meet this woman called Mary. Interesting woman. And when we read this story, and as I read it, and you've probably heard it before, but as I read it, just see how intentional she is about spending time with Jesus. How she wants to be alone with Him, and how she's consumed by Him. So the story comes out of Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. As they continued their travel, Jesus entered a village. A woman by the name of Martha welcomed Him and made Him feel quite at home. She had a sister. Sister's name was Mary, who sat before Jesus, hanging on every single word He said. But Martha was pulled away by all that she had to do in the kitchen. Later she stepped in, interrupting the conversation. She said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand." And Jesus replied, "Martha, Martha, dear Martha, You're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. Only one thing is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her. You see, Martha's heart was filled with housework. She barely noticed Jesus. Mary's heart was filled with Jesus, and she barely noticed the housework. Martha's heart was filled with the things to do in life, and she barely noticed Jesus. Mary's heart was filled with Jesus, and she barely noticed the things to do. Did Mary get it wrong? Did this mean that Mary would never, ever help her sister in the kitchen again? No. Mary had her priorities straight. She was intentional about spending time with Jesus, being alone with him. She was consumed by every word he had to say. Should this not be the total desire of our own hearts? Should we not be intentional about our relationship with Jesus? Intentional about being alone with him and consumed by him? I wonder if we're a little bit like Martha at times, consumed by the things of life that we don't even notice Jesus. I think we should be a little bit more like Mary. You know, Jesus shows us how this should look as well. In the book of Matthew, chapter 14, we see Jesus in this amazing situation where he's followed by this crowd of, the Bible says, 5,000. We know that the crowd is much larger than that. It's probably 20, 25,000 people. And they gather around him and he feeds them. And then while he's feeding them, the crowd turn and they want to make him king. And so Jesus chases them away, tells them to go. And then Jesus retreats to a mountaintop where he begins to pray. And it says in Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, that Jesus went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. And when evening came, he was there alone. He went up on the mountainside to pray. The mountains back in the day of Jesus, back in biblical times, were really significant. Mountains were connected with ideas of fertility, of refuge. There were places where people expected to meet with God. And so we see Jesus as being intentional, and he's gone up this mountain to find this place of solitude to be with his Father. And so the first thing we need to be is we need to be intentional. It's going to be a little bit like a word for the day today. We need to be intentional. I don't know about you, but some of my best prayer moments have been up on mountains. Every time I've gone to Fiji and been with my friend there, Pastor Eddie, in the morning, early in the morning, and Sarah will remember some of these wonderful 5 o'clock in the morning trips. We'd go for a walk and we'd walk up a mountainside. And as we get on the mountainside, you could see all around Fiji. You could see the coastline. You could see out to Nandi. You could see the hills. You could see all the way down towards Lautoka and down that side. And you'd just there and you'd watch the sun come up and you'd begin to pray on the mountain. There's something about being on a mountain when you pray that just almost has a spiritual significance about it. And you begin to pray over the nation and things begin to happen. And so Jesus makes this choice to go up the mountain. It's a choice that reflected this relationship that he had with his Father. It showed that actually this was Jesus' priority, the delight of his heart. He didn't like have prayer time today on his to-do list, you know, like number 5, pray to God today, you know, spend time with Jesus, number 6. It wasn't one of those. This was the relationship that Jesus longed for. He wanted to be with his Father. It's what he wanted to be doing all the time. Jesus' time with his Father was his source from which he derived all of his strength for the ministry that he had in front of him. So much so that he climbed the mountain to achieve it. Being intentional, finding that place taking the time to be with Jesus will remind us of who we are in Christ. It will strengthen us for what lays ahead of us each day. Can you be intentional each day in finding time with Jesus? Secondly, we need to be alone with Jesus. Jesus sought solitude with his Father. It's one of the paradoxes of the Christian life, right? We're alone, but we're never alone. We're never alone. We seek time to be alone with Jesus, but we're never alone because Jesus is always with us. The Spirit is within us, and we're never alone. But when I physically remove myself from all the other tasks in life and take time to be with Jesus, the lover of my soul, that's when he pours water into my soul. Which water which bubbles up and overflows, and then that affects everything I do. In ministry, in marriage, in relationships. If I spend time alone in solitude with Jesus, it's living water to my soul. I need to be alone with him. I do it by going for walks. That's kind of how I achieve that space. No one can bother me when I'm walking. Just me and Jesus. But it takes effort, right? We know we live in a society where you are bombarded every second of your life. You are bombarded by something trying to get your attention. It is the greatest trick of the enemy. Nothing wrong with a cell phone. But wow, that cell phone will draw you away from spending time alone with Jesus. You will always feel like you have to answer something. You have to reply to something. You have to post something. It takes effort to get away from the things that are around us. It takes effort to get up off your seat, to walk away from Netflix, which I find really hard at times, to spend time with Jesus. It takes effort to wake up in the morning and not to look at your phone at the very first thing. You've got to fight the apathy that's within us. That's the enemy holding us down. We've got to care enough to make the effort to be alone with Jesus. And when you win that fight, it's always worth it. So we've got to be intentional, right? We've got to be intentional to spend time with Jesus. And we've got to find that time and that intentionality to be alone with him. And then we've got to be consumed by Jesus. Because it says in our verse that when evening came, Jesus was there all alone. I don't know about you, when evening comes for me, it's kind of like getting dinner ready, maybe going into that routine, getting yourself ready for bed, you know, family's winding down, maybe you've got your favorite show you want to watch, you've got taking care of whatever need that you have in your body. But when Jesus went up on the mountainside, the wording of the verse indicates that Jesus lost track of time. He's so wrapped up in communing with his Father in prayer that time became insignificant to him. Jesus experienced hunger like all of us, fatigue, pain, thirst. But all of this was pushed aside while he was spending time with his Father. When was the last time you experienced time disappearing when you were with Jesus? I have one specific time in my life which was really significant for me. And it was a time in Fiji. And we were at a village up in actually Vitalivu in another island. And we're out in a little village in a house up on a mountainside. And we're all praying together. We had a team. We're just praying together. And the Spirit of God just came in at that time and took me out. And I was on the floor. And I have no idea how long I was on the floor for. All I know is that I was on the floor and God was speaking to me. I could hear his voice audibly. And actually the most amazing thing was that I wasn't even breathing. I didn't feel like I was breathing in that space. But God was sustaining me. I wasn't frightened. I wasn't in fear. I felt comforted by God the whole time. And a long time passed in that space. But it didn't matter. I was consumed by the presence of Jesus. at that time? When was the last time? Man, I long for that. I long for it. It doesn't always happen, but I long to be consumed in the presence of my Lord and Savior. But we can't get there unless we're intentional. We can't get there unless we spend time alone with Him. That's when we can be consumed by Him. And I'm wondering if that's something we've lost in this life. The world has become far too much, far too busy for us. So to be intentional, to seek time alone, to be consumed is how I'm going to walk deeper with Jesus this year. Will you make that resolution with me? It's not going to be easy. We're going to fail, but it's okay to fail because we're here for one another. And I wonder what it might look like if each time we gather together, that we might even ask one another, how are you going in your deeper walk with Jesus this year? Have you been intentional this week in finding time alone with Jesus? Have you been consumed by Him? And maybe we can pray for each other in that space and encourage one another in that space. Because I do wonder what 2020 might look like if we agree to walk together that way. I think it could be amazing. Do you want to be with the one you love? Do you? You know when you want to be with the one you love? You just never want to be apart from them. I remember when Sarah and I first got married. You know, like, actually, even when we started dating, I never wanted to be alone from her. She went to Europe for 6 months, went to London for 6 months while we were engaged. It just about killed me. I just hated her being away from me. I love being with her. And then I remember when we got married and the first time that I had to travel to Australia to play the golf tour over there, Sarah took me downtown to catch the bus. I cried all the way to the airport because I didn't want to be away from her. You know, and even today, nearly 33 years later, on the 17th of January, big tick, even now I don't want to be apart from my wife. Why? Because I want to be with the one I love. And this is the same with Jesus. I want to be with Jesus, the one I love. You want to be with Him? You don't want to be apart from Him. I promise you that. So let's be intentional about our journey this year. And I wonder today, you know, if maybe you're here, but maybe you don't know Him. You don't know this Jesus who loves you, who just wants to be with you. And maybe there's something in your life that's been blocking you from that journey. Well, let me tell you this, that Jesus loved each and every one of us so much that He gave His life for us. When we were distant from God, Jesus gave His life on a cross that if we believe in Him, we might gain eternal life because Jesus, He paved the way. He created a bridge between the chasm between us and God. When we believe in Jesus, we have access to God again. We can have relationship with God the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. I want you to know that if you haven't experienced relationship with God, you can have it through Jesus by just giving your life to Jesus. You can trust Him. He will be there with you no matter what. And if you want to make that kind of decision, I invite you at the end of the service just to come up. I'll be at the front, happy to pray with you, happy to talk that through with you if you want to do that today. I'm going to pray in just a moment. But just to let you know that in the next 3 weeks I'm on holiday. But Abby will be here. If anyone needs anything, Abby is on task. And you're more than welcome to call her and have a conversation with her. And she'll be looking after the place for the next 3 weeks. So I will miss you. I will miss you in the next 3 weeks, family. I love being with you. But I will be all excited when I come back too. And I'll be recharged and re-energized after having intentional time with my Lord. right? And being alone with Him and being consumed by Him, I will come back ready to go. So let me pray for you all just as we finish up. Hey, Father God, thank you for speaking to us this morning. Jesus, you gave us these examples in your word of Mary who was just consumed in your presence. Jesus, you showed us how you were consumed in your Father's presence. And Lord, I pray that as we entered this year, that each and every one of us would be consumed by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That we would find the strength and the courage each day to be intentional in spending time alone with you. That we would hear from you, that you would guide us through this year. Yeah. Holy Spirit, protect us all in our faith that we have in you. Keep us strong in the midst of a world that seems crazy. Keep us strong in our faith, knowing that God, you're in control. That ultimately all things will be restored. You will renew heaven and earth. We will celebrate together one day in the kingdom of God, fully established in this place. But now we walk in this partiality, kingdom partially here, but we can't quite see it all. But we know, Jesus, you're faithful. And so we commit to you our lives afresh this morning, finding our hope in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, whānau, so go and find your hope in Christ, be empowered through Christ, and transformed through Christ. Did I get that right? Hope. Transformed, empowered. Hope, transformed through Christ, and empowered through Christ to change the world. Have a great week. God bless you.